Dave be ready for practice this week or today or this week?
Well, today's practice, number one, is cut way back, just the point that we are in the season. So Dave will participate in some of it.
Is he coming along okay after?
He's coming along, making progress, yes.
When did Brett get injured?
Don't know exactly when. He said it was early in the game. Frankly, no one was made aware of it till Monday. He played through it, which is, you know, you think about that. And then, you know, once they did the testing, it became apparent what the injury was.
Mike, you guys have had the same operation for so long. How do you get the new guy, up and running right away?
I mean, I think the practical matter is, you do the best you can in this time frame. So, number one, having Brett here to be part of it is definitely, makes you feel good about that part, the transition. But, you know, the relationships obviously between Brett and Mason and Tim is a real strength of our specialist group and something that, you never had to worry about here for years. So Rick will make the adjustment and he'll be ready for Arizona.
Rick, are you happy with the way special teams have gone this year after you made a change?
Special teams, yeah, so far I think we've done a lot of good things. Really full season and evaluations are really for the off season. But I thought we played well against Oakland, and there's things we made a strong effort on as far as the focal points of special teams going back to the spring, going back to rewriting the whole playbook. So, and I think we're definitely been hitting some of those targets.
Mike, does this team have as much just flat speed on the perimeter and in the secondary as you may have seen this year?
Definitely. I mean, Arizona is an excellent football team. Their productivity speaks for itself. I think their talent definitely speaks for itself. So, I mean, if you start with their offense, I mean, their perimeter group will be as big or the biggest challenge we faced all year. And their ability to run the ball also, is equal to that. So, I'm very balanced on offense. Palmer's having a great season. So it's a big challenge for our defense, and then their defense. It's a group that really plays well together. Their ability to take the football away jumps out at you on the video. They're scheme aggressive, particularly in situations. So that's always a challenging part of your preparation. So, and they play good special teams.
You've been working Jared Averdarison more and more almost weekly. Do you foresee even a bigger role for him?
That'd be great. Really, the way the week goes and the way the game goes really dictates that. He's done a lot of good things with his opportunities, but we'll exercise the plan and how it unfolds in the game is really a product of how we go about it. But very pleased with Jared Aberdares.
Mike, how did everything come through with J.C. Shredder out of the game?
He's come out of the game okay. Obviously banged up there at the end, but I look for JC to practice today.
Mike, do you think with Davante Adams, it's at all a confidence issue? I mean, catching the ball, making some of the plays that we kind of expected him to make. Is he lacking confidence at this point?
Well, I think any time a group or a phase of your team is not what the expectations may be, you have to take a closer look at it. And Devontae's individual performance, I'm not going to get in detail any player's individual performance of the season at this point, but there's some things he can do better, and he's working on it. He obviously had the situation earlier in the season with the injury, but I mean, this is how these seasons go. I mean, these games aren't played on paper. They ain't played on draft reports and how opinions of people and how we think they're going to do it. It's something you have to go out and earn it every week. And frankly, this business is if you don't do something well one week, you're going to be challenged in that particular area every single week until you change it. So, and we're having some of that. And that's, to me, those are normal challenges of any NFL season, whether it's on offense, defense, special teams, receiver, defensive line, whatever.
Mike, do you see, though, the game's also not played by robots. I mean, generally speaking, not about Devontae. Do you see guys that maybe their confidence isn't very high and you see them struggle, and then maybe they have a moment where things kind of click and they play well and that confidence actually makes them better?
I think confidence and momentum, stating the obvious and really agreeing with your point, is a big part of winning. It's a key element of winning. I mean, I don't know in individual sports or team sports, it would be probably pretty difficult to win at the professional level with lack of confidence. So I'm not saying there is lack of confidence, but real confidence is what's important. False confidence will eventually get you in a tough spot. So that's why you just keep working at it each and every day.
Mike, if I could get back to Jared Aberderis just for one question. Mm-hmm. What does he bring to the table? Does he bring anything unique to the table here?
Jared, very instinctive player. I think we all recognize that from day one. So he has natural route running instincts. Has a very in tune time clock with the pass game, particularly with Aaron Rodgers. So I think that speaks volumes for anybody that hasn't played a lot of live action. So I think the biggest, his biggest asset is his instincts, his route running, and his ability to separate. So he's a fine young football player.
Mike, BJ's opened up about his yoga practice this season. He attributes a lot of his newfound flexibility, balance, and focus to yoga. Have you noticed any of those changes in his body?
Well, he's definitely different today than he was, three or four or five years ago. So that's definitely part of it. I think his nutrition and the other aspect of it is part of it. But, yes, I think BJ's clearly a different, he's different. I don't say athlete, but his conditioning is definitely different than it was 4 or 5 years ago.
What have you thought of Ha-Ha's second season, just how he's kind of made that stuff?
Ha-Ha, I think Ha-Ha Clint Dix has made that jump you look for in second-year players. We've had him throughout our time here, and he's a classic example of that. I think not only with his performance on the field, but with his maturity and his personality and his toughness and his love for football is definitely felt throughout our locker room. So he's made the jump. He's exactly what you're looking for in a second-year player.
Mike, the last 3 weeks offensively, you've kind of had to win games different ways. You used tight end a lot in Detroit, ran the ball a lot against Dallas, and you went, to the Cobb in the backfield against Oakland. Aaron sort of said after the game, we don't have a clear-cut direction, but is that just the way that who you are now, that game-to-game your offense is going to be potentially different than how you attack people?
Well, I think you have to look at the definition of different. We're talking different personnel. I think the majority of our offense will be a similar personnel than we've been in the past. The different schemes, I think everybody around the league, I know we have always, you hang your hat on base concepts and things that you can believe in. I think especially in the run game, there's things that we do very well there that we need to stay true to and make sure we get the first down and get the attempts where you want them each and every week in the run game, and even more so in the passing game. Aaron Rodgers is at the point in his career where there's concepts that he can do in his sleep. So it's important to stay true to that, but also protect those and give him the opportunity for adjustment at the line of scrimmage to take advantage of what he sees from the opposing defense. So. I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, do you think there is a clear-cut direction? Aaron made that
from my viewpoint, I know what direction we're going each and every week with the football team, and clearly now calling the offensive game plan.
Mike, after the game, Aaron seemed like he was not real thrilled. He seemed down. It was strange to see him after a win like that. Do you worry about his demeanor, psyche and all? It just struck me as an odd.
I think you could say that. I didn't talk to every player. I went around the locker room with every guy, and there was a sense of we really didn't play as well as we're capable of playing, and you appreciate that, but you also you have to stay in tune with reality. We all understand the things that didn't go right, but we do understand the things that did go right, and that's why we won the game. So. I think our players have a tremendous amount of pride. Obviously, Aaron is definitely at the forefront of that, being our quarterback and what he's accomplished in the past. So, my understanding is that, he didn't feel very good about it, the way the game went. But I think to a man, we all kind of felt that way. So, but the fact is, it's winning is very difficult in this league, and I'm never going to apologize for it. And everybody celebrates it differently. I think the staff even was kind of had a hangover after coming in here, late at night, you know, we've had some late nights because of the schedule and so forth. So there has been a little bit of a hangover from that, you know, that from that experience. And I just think if you look at the way some things have gone down the road, the rain games, and all these different combinations, I think it's just a part of a normal, tough season. This is the toughest part of the season. The expectations around here are what they are. We all understand that. We've had a lot of success around here, so it's become the norm. But I think that's why you have to be on top of, you know, bottom line is you got to win. Now the style, if you're in the style points, that's fine. But I always just stay, you know, true to the video, and that's why you have to come in, take the emotion out of, you know, professional decisions, and keep plowing forward because this is a tough gig, especially in December.
How do you handle the messaging? Because you always talk about how important the messaging is with your guys.
Yes.
So how do you handle? Because I understood where you were coming from. When you said you got to flush the style points and the negativities, mm-hmm. and yet, you know, you're the one who always says we're measured here by championships. Mm-hmm. So how do you message to your guys that, look, okay, I understand we're not playing as well as you want, but we are winning, and we have, you know, whatever's in front of us is still in front of us. How do you kind of get guys to where you want them going down the stretch here?
Well, I mean, that's really why we have a weekly theme, and you sit up there and think about a weekly theme, and you do it now for 10 years, and, you know, sometimes you use a common theme, but it's real about where you think your team is, and this week's theme is take control, and it covers all the bases, you know, both personally and professionally, and it's really take control of what you can control, and we have a great opportunity to go beat an excellent football team that we're very confident in that we're going to go out there and win the game. So, but, you know, we have Christmas. We have different challenges. I think anytime you have different challenges through the week, you have to really pay close attention to that because we're all about rhythm and flow. And, you know, you can't control it, but this schedule and some of the games we've been in has been different. I mean, so the flow has been more of a challenge. And I'm a huge believer it's going to make us better, and especially the way we're structured. I mean, this football team, this is a very balanced football team. The offense has the ability to beat you, the defense can beat you, and the special teams can make it, definitely make an impact. So I don't know if I could always have stood up here and said that in the past. So that's what I believe in. That's how we're coaching the team, and I feel strongly our players believe that.
Mike, real quick, Sam Shields,
he's making progress, you know. And I know he's in the meetings today. I'm not sure what his practice status will be.
When I started coming to the team, you know, Holmgren made these guys work on Christmas. He didn't care if it was a Wednesday. They practiced. Now, he may have started late or whatever. Sherman was the same way. You've always been very adamant about that. Like, you want this building empty on Christmas Day. Why is that? Did you experience stuff early in your career where you missed out on stuff with Alex? Or were there things that you experienced as a young coach where you said, when I become a head coach, I'm not going to run my program that way? Because you've still won in December all the time, so it's not like it's adversely affected you a lot.
Well, I mean, in fairness to Coach Holmgren and Coach Sherman, I mean, those are different eras. I mean, every program I was a part of in the 90s and the early 2000s, you know, that's what you did. I mean, you worked on Christmas. So so I think with that, you learn. You have different experiences. You know, I had experience where I missed my brother's wedding, you know, and that affected me. So Christmas is important. So.